Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about the MAGA King, the ultra MAGA King. And of course, by that, I mean Donald Trump. So I've got a great clip I want to share with you. We're going to get into that in a second. But before I do that, remember, if you do enjoy this, when you're leaving the podcast, hit the heart button on your phone. Let me know that you've enjoyed it. And if you want to support the platform, you can do that by buying me a coffee. There's a link below to do that, or dropping a pound or dollar into the donor box, link below as well. Anyway, back to Trump. So there's no doubt about it. I mean, he has his weaknesses. But then again, we all do. But there, he gave this is a short speech, an excerpt from a speech that he gave just over the weekend, and it's absolutely brilliant, and it's worth sharing it with you. So listen up to the ultra MAGA King.
They'll take your cell phone. They'll take anything. They hate me, but you know their ratings go down the tube. So all of a sudden, they like you very much. I actually thought they'd all endorse me because you see what's going on? Nobody's watching them anymore. Their ratings are not doing well, which we happen to be very happy about, right? Over four incredible years, we accomplished more than anyone thought even possible. Together, we were Ultra MAGA. They gave us that name the other day.
You see, I'm not the only person who talks about Ultra MAGA. That's Trump echoing the meme as well.
Biden did, and you know, with the ultra MAGA, I said, boy, that sounds good. So he said that ultra make America great again. That's good. I like that better. I think let's change the name. We'll use ultra. Yeah, but we'll never get rid of MAGA. But then they call me the great king of MAGA, and I said, Great king. And I said, that's a good thing, isn't it? You know, the greatest was at the beginning of the administration, they came in. We will not abide by America first. We're not going to allow this to happen. America first. We're not allowed. And somebody said, you better stop him. This is not a good thing. Say, we don't agree with Trump's policies on technology. An amendment or an oil, all the things that you want, okay? They don't agree with any of it. But you don't say, we disagree with America first, because that's not a good one. We have great names. I mean, think about it. It's MAGA, it's America first, and now I think we're going to go to Ultra MAGA. But as a result, our country was ultra prosperous, ultra secure, and ultra successful, the most successful our country's ever been. How long would it take, General? How long would it take?
So there you have it, friends. The Ultra King speaks. And it's ultra good. It's ultra enjoyable. It's going to cause ultra salty tears from the left. And Trump gets it. I mean, this is what he's brilliant at. He is able to seize on emotions, on the mood of the people, of the waves of emotion flowing through the MAGA movement. And remember, it's a MAGA movement that's important. I couldn't give a toss about the GOP because they're mostly spineless, as we saw when we looked at the vote to send all those billions to the crook Zelensky. So we know that everyone knows that the Republican Party isn't that much better than the Democrat Party, maybe worse. But the MAGA movement is something else. But, you know, now that we've come up with, if you remember, I was talking to you several weeks ago about dark MAGA, and dark MAGA and ultra MAGA is basically the same thing, right? And now Trump's picked up on it, and he's calling himself the great ultra MAGA king. It's brilliant. And have you seen the memes in this one? They are stunning. And of course, the lefties don't know what to do about it. They think, oh, he's a Nazi. It's even more proof. He's a Nazi. And now, of course, after the terrible shooting that we saw in Buffalo, where a lone nut job killed 10 people, deplorable event for which the individual concerned, if convicted, should be executed. Now they're saying, oh, but it's Republicans that made him do this. It's Republicans that made this guy, he listened to this ultra talk And that's why he then wrote himself, what, 110-page manifesto, like normal people do? I don't think so. And by the way, if you want to talk about massacres and you want to relate it to any particular movement, what about the massacres that go on week in, week out in places like Chicago? What about those? Can we talk about those? No. You just want to talk about the Buffalo one. I see. I understand. So yeah, so Trump's surfing on the wave of the MAGA movement. And, you know, honestly, short of a health scare, I can't see anything stopping him standing again in 2024. And if the system is not being loaded against him, which it was in 2020, he will win. He will win again. Now, clearly the globalists everywhere don't want that to happen. So he's a very brave man to put himself in the position, I think, where, you know, they have got their ways and means to bring people down. But this guy, the ultra MAGA king, I think he does inspire people. He picked up on it in 2016, again in 2020, and you can see it for 2024 as well. No matter how you look in this one, he's a remarkable individual. Whether he's the shrewdest political operator or not, I don't know. I mean, people, Elon Musk, say it might be better if the Republicans chose someone a little bit less alienating. Well, that might be, but it's the things that alienate people from Trump that I really like about him. I like the fact he talk about ultra MAGA. I like about the things that he says. I like all of that. You know, when people said, oh, you know, but what about the mean tweets? I like the mean tweets. In fact, I didn't even think they were mean. I didn't think, you know, he wasn't tweeting the sort of crap that the typical boiler house politician tweets. He was tweeting the way I tweeted and others from the heart. And sometimes you get it right and sometimes you get it wrong. But that's what I really, really like about him. So there we have it, friends. Anyway, the ultra MAGA king has been anointed and he's coming for you in 2024. Me be under no doubt about that. Hit the heart button as you leave, and thanks for listening.